And we had a little conversation with Lori Dietz. Again, another shout out. Hello.
Oh.
And we asked if she would send us the letter, the cover letter
that, you wrote.
That Megan wrote when she applied to be an Equable tutor.
Can we talk about the fact that when Lori emailed it to us, in the email she wrote, check out this adorableness.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how she attached it. It was
so great.
So we don't have time to read the whole letter, but we're going to read the first and last paragraph.
Okay.
I can go ahead and read
precious.
That.
Yeah. We all read it and we're like, wow, we are honored to work with Megan.
But really?
I actually don't remember the letter, so I'd be really interested to hear it.
Okay, so we're going to read the first paragraph and then we can go ahead and talk about it and maybe read the last paragraph after. Okay. I write to relate. In my blogs, lyrics, and newspaper articles, I establish a familiarity with readers, a relationship founded on parallel views, passions, and observances. I see the potential for creativity in all writing, from a tweet to a 12-page analysis. Words are powerful. They have the power to build bridges, connecting ideas between minds. So, in this sense, I think of myself as an engineer who designs these bridges.
These mics are attached to things, but if we could drop a mic. Please continue.
I am not just good at writing essays, editing grammar, and formulating an argument. I house a passion for expressing myself. For presenting myself through words. This is why I want to be a writing tutor.
Okay, first of all, I don't even need to read the rest of that letter. You have the
hired. Sold. Yeah. Hired. Do you want to be the director? Do you want a full-time faculty position?
Oh my gosh. No, now I remember it because I wanted, I really love being creative. That's why I like writing lyrics. And it's so interesting because I don't get to write that much anymore with journalism. And that's really why I like writing my blog too, is because you can be those plays on words. So that's so funny.
And if we can talk about the rhetoric used in this paragraph, there's so much fluency. There's so many short sentences with long sentences.
And metaphors.
There's some semicolons connecting independent clauses.
Did I use them right, by the way? I think most times I kind of guessed.
And then my favorite part is something that Rima also pointed out, that I house a passion for expressing myself. The use of house as the verb there to it gives all this connotation of home and comfort and
after you called yourself an engineer.
I know. And then
housing.
Yeah.
What?
That's just
blown away.
Layers. Dim layers go.
Dim layers.
Oh, God.
And the tweet to a 12-page analysis. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Alliteration and play.
So it's an alliteration, it's a play on words, and it shows this range of experience in your own background. So that's just so smart.
Yeah.
So if you guys are writing cover letters for jobs, these are some wonderful.
High bar.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. But you also have great people to go to who have experience writing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, letters. Absolutely.
And we want to maybe take a quick look at the end of this letter as well.
I'm eager to. So Megan goes through her cover letter explaining her first experience at the Writing Center. And this is the last paragraph. I'm eager to evolve as a DePaul student and join the Writing Center team. My experiences thus far at DePaul have opened my eyes to the innumerable amounts of expression. What I hope to collect from the Writing Center are the tools to guide literary expression, not only in others, but also in myself. Collaboration.
Hey.
Thus far, I can only practice writing in the hopes that my rhetoric on paper may grow. But under the wing of the Writing Center, my ideas can expand into something great, founded by knowledge, leadership, and experience in a creative environment of literary expression. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to meeting with you.
Okay, so here's what I love that we didn't even plan. How much of what was in that paragraph did Megan just talk about in terms of what she got out of her Equable experience?
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. Yeah.
That's so true.
That's really in terms of expanding your horizons and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think that this is a real success story in terms of what one would hope to get out of a job and then what you got out of
it. Yeah, and you know what? Now that I think about it, if we're talking about a great way to leave an employer, I think that's a good strategy. Look at your cover letter and really look at what you wanted to get out of it, what you wrote about it, and then bring that up in the closing interview and just reflect on that personally. That's something I definitely didn't think about and that I will try and prepare really quick for my meeting with Lori.
No pressure. Yeah, and so we thought that that would just be a nice little rhetorical segment today to send Megan off. And we wanted to also, we did ask around a little bit.
Yeah, we did. It was kind of difficult because we couldn't send out a mass email because you would have been on the list. Oh. But the people that we found in the Writing Center, we did go around and ask them for a word or a phrase to describe Megan Deppin.
Oh.
So friend to Scrawl Radio, Carolyn Rudinsky.
Aww.
Describes Megan as, quote, fabulous.
She said that we had to write it with hyphens.
Got it.
Requested that.
I hear the hyphens, yeah. Thanks, Carolyn.
Lauren Martin says Megan is always incredibly professional.
Hmm.
Ted Dasher, one of our head writing fellows, describes her as, quote, perfect.
Oh, quote, perfect. And period.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Love Ted. Thanks, Ted and Lauren.
From a lot of the people that we spoke to, that we got a general response of she's very mature, she's very responsible, very nice. I think that every single person at the Writing Center knows you, which is pretty impressive considering how large the Writing Center is.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked.
Like the positive experience that everyone has gained, even if they didn't work with you one-on-one, but they're very like, oh, I don't know her that well, but everyone who does know her loves her. Aww. And in general, like, she's been a very pleasant and like nice coworker to have, which is like, aww, really, really impressive that you don't often get that, especially when you work with so many people.
Mm.
Where like we couldn't find a single person who wouldn't have something positive to say about you.
Aww.
That's very impressive.
Perhaps like the biggest kudos here is when Lori responded to this. Lori said, Aquablur extraordinaire with, aww, the professionalism of someone twice her age. And of course, she was the winner of the 2014 Penny Award for Best Journalistic Writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, oh my gosh, I was so shocked last year and so honored. Yeah, so I'm very, very honored. Thank you, everyone. For any scrawlers, Aquablurs who are listening, you've been absolutely wonderful. And I've learned so much from everyone. The diversity that's at the Aquablur, like, really teaches me something literally every day. And like, oh my gosh, to all the directors and my scrawl hosts, of course,
gosh,
thank you for everything.
Can't,
this has been an amazing
right
episode. And just like the whole quarter. And I'm thinking, you guys are talking about planning for next quarter, and I haven't come to terms with the fact that I won't be there. And that
neither
makes me
we.
Really yeah,
exactly.
upset.
No,
you're
we're not.
No.
We're not acknowledging that.
No,
nope,
I haven't.
So not ready.
I haven't. I just realized yesterday in my last written feedback, I was like, this is my last written feedback.
Oh.
What?
What?
I'm going to miss that so much. I'm not. I told Ted that I'm just going to make conversation appointments and just talk with everyone. I'm going to make individual conversation appointments with everyone. And I will be into the Equable to review my work, just to see everyone. And, you know, just to like stay connected, because it's such a valuable resource, and like people in and outside the Yucca Bowl really, really appreciate it. I've met people in passing who are like, the Writing Center is so helpful. And just Yucca Bowlers know that you are beloved inside and out of your workspace. And I appreciate you more than anything.
And we do have to say, like, you know, as your fellow Scrawl co-host, I will say that the past 2 years working with you have been phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
An absolute
likewise.
Joy.
We've all become such good friends.
Yeah.
You've been such, like, a rock in my life. So thankful for you.
Yeah.
So thankful for these experiences. But I'm so proud of you for what you've been doing. And, like, obviously, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're welcome back on the show whenever.
Anytime you want.
Literally anytime.
We will look for excuses every show.
We've already talked about
please.
It.
When I was thinking of, when I was talking to Lori a little bit about this, I said the thing that we're going to lose when we lose Megan is she's such a great questioner.
Yes.
Like those off the cuff, like, we didn't plan this question, but Megan just heard something and thought of a question to ask.
Right.
You have a real skill for that. Like, you can tell you're a very good journalist.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, and I'm going to miss that. It's a really great outlet to practice that in these kind of like improv situations.
Yeah, it'll be hard to replace. That's for darn sure.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Last chance, Megan, anything you would like to say before you go?
How much time do I have? That's my problem.
Gosh.
Is I'm like, I could talk forever.
1 minute.
Oh, okay. In 1 minute, I would just like to say that for future Aquablurs who are transitioning out, I know Rima and Brandon, you're graduating. Yeah, I know. And Mariah,
you're
going
to have to come back for
away.
Our episodes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
But, you know, for those who are graduating, like, being someone who's leaving now, like, really try and take in, like, what the Aquable is and, like, how privileged we are to work there. And I know, you know, I didn't even really realize how many people apply, first of all, and how hard it is to work here. So you should all be extremely proud that, like, we have the privilege to work in this amazing environment and just, like, really take a second to, like, look at everyone around you and, like, how qualified they are and you are to all be in one amazing place. And if you're down, you know, or are feeling cynical someday, just, like, you know, remember that you're really, really something special. You know, you guys made this amazing episode, but we could do the exact same episode, not the exact same, but, like, to that par of excellence for every Aquablur, like, in the entire building. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So it's like, yeah, this is highlighting me, but this could easily be done for anyone else. And so with that, I just like to thank everybody. Mm-hmm. And I love you all. I will miss you all so much. And yeah, I look forward to listening. And I'll be in U-Haul. The Paulia is right next door. So.
Well, we are sad to see you go, but excited for your future. Thank you for all of your work on Skrull. I know as the GA handling this, I've been so thankful for your efforts and works here. And so we are signing off for the last time this quarter. Mariah and Rima and I will be back with you in the spring. You'll hear from us the second week of spring quarter. We'll be doing our first episode. So we'll see you in about a month. And so we want to go ahead and sign off for this quarter. So if you remember, the way we sign off is I say, this is Skrull Radio reminding you to, and we all say, put it in writing together. So this is Skrull Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.